It's 6:09. We'll call the meeting to order. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag, United States of America, to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Want to call the roll, Mark, when you're ready?
Yes, please. This is a meeting of the Community Relations and Blight Committee, Thursday, March 24th, 2022. Mr. Coppola. Mr. DiGiovanni.
Here.
Mr. Sill.
Here.
Sill?
Here.
Okay, the record should reflect two members are present, so you have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mark. Number four, additions, deletions, corrections. Ronnie, you have anything?
No, I have nothing, Mr. Chair.
Okay, nothing on my part either. Number five, public portion. Anybody from the public wish to speak? Anyone from the public?
Yes, John Telesco, 14 Talmadge Street, Derby, Connecticut.
John, how you doing?
Very good, thank you.
Are you gonna speak on the recycling issue?
Yes, sir.
Are there any other issues you'd like to speak about besides that? Because I'd like you to talk when it comes up on the agenda.
On your agenda? I don't believe so.
Okay, so we'll just hold you off until we bring that up on the agenda. This way here, we could talk on the same line item.
Thank you, sir.
At the time. Anybody else from the public wish to speak? Third time, final time. Anybody from the public wish to speak? Okay, public portion's closed. Number six, approval of minutes. Mark, do we have minutes from last month?
No, I beg your pardon. We had a little issues with the computer in the last days, plus the sewer break. So I apologize
okay.
for a little delay.
No, that's no problem. We'll just table that to the next meeting.
I'll make a motion to table up till next month.
Thank you, Ronnie. Table. Okay, number seven, parking garage hole repair. Discussion possible recommendation to the full board. So for the parking garage, Carmen couldn't be here. So Carmen informed me that he has an estimate from a company to fill some of the potholes in the parking garage. The company's name is Black Diamond. For them to come out and fill it with asphalt-based material, they, as of right now, they come out, but there needs to be a minimum of $10,000 to do that. So some of the potholes in there would get done, some wouldn't. I have a few things I'd like to say on that issue, but Ronnie, do you have anything that you'd like to talk about on this?
No, I mean, it's very involved. I don't know if they planned on doing the ceilings too, where the cement fell down, or is this just the floors?
From what I gather, it's just for the floors.
The ceiling is more of a problem almost on the floors with the stuff falling on cars and stuff. So, that's more involved. I think we need to get a little more discussion. I think we can wait for Tom. I know Danny's on if he wants to add anything to it.
Yeah. Danny, is there anything you want to add on that? Danny, could you hear me? You on?
Are you muted? No, he's muted. I don't know.
Oh, Danny, you're muted. All right. We'll see if he could fix that. So I have a few things. So a few years ago, I don't know if it was the last administration or... But I did a study when the parking garage authority was still intact. Leo Moscato was there. I believe Anita was the mayor. But I did a study on a process on how to actually fill the potholes. I gave that to the mayor's office. And they're looking into right now to see if the ARPA funds will be able to use the ARPA funds to repair the parking garage for the potholes along with the ceilings as well, Ronnie, because obviously the water leaks through the the floor on the upper level and it's the ceiling on the bottom level. So there's a process for, you know, for that takes place. I mean, the rebar needs to be exposed. I don't want to go into too much detail, but in my opinion, in working on numerous projects that basically is the same thing that we have there, we don't want to put an asphalt product, you know, to fill a concrete problem. There are some products that do it, but on a temporary basis, in my opinion. So I think we just need to get the official okay to see if the ARPA funds would be available for the to fix the parking garage pothole situation. So I'd like to table this, because if we get the okay that the ARPA funds will be available, I'd like to present, you know, to the board, the study that we did years ago, update it if need be. And I'd like to see if we can go out to bid to some contractors that that do this type of work, because I think we should spend the money, do it right, do it once, and then we could put it to bed. So I'd like to table it probably till next month. We'll leave it here on the agenda so that we could just get our official word if the ARPA funds will be available for this project. And then we can actually go out to bid, do an RFP and get some quality contractors that that do this every day in the field. So
I think that's good. Yeah, we'll probably have to go out to bid. Yeah, we should, you know.
Yeah, I think that's the best way. Instead of putting a Band-Aid on this thing, you know, like we did in the past, it'd be good to finally get the funds and do it right.
All right, I'll second your motion that we'll table, bring it back with more information and possibly go out to bid next meeting.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, number eight, Blight Department Public, Blight Department and Public Works garbage pickup discussion and possible recommendation to the full board. Danny, did you get your, are you still on here? I don't see you. Okay, so for, let me just look here for 1 second. So Carmen is recommending that the Blight Department, with the help of the Derby Public Works, 1 day a week for 2 hours, handpick the garbage downtown in the downtown area streets and gutters. They'll pick one street a week. That's in your packet there, Ronnie.
Yeah, no, I think it's a great idea. Good stuff.
Yep, I spoke with Carmen about it, and I think it's a good idea. We'll get in touch with Ed, but I think Ed's on board. I couldn't get in touch with Ed the last few days, but Carmen did talk to him about that. So now that the weather's starting to turn, we'll get with Carmen and Ed, and they could start that.
Yeah, one of the basic, most important things you see all over Derby. I saw sewers today on Anson Street covered with garbage, you know, so if we can start that, it's a big improvement.
Yeah. So do you want to make a recommendation to the full board, Ron? Or?
Yeah, let's bring that forward to the full board where Ed will be, we'll have to have him come or whatever and get that going by April.
Yeah, sounds good. I'll second that. So we'll make... we'll recommend number eight to the full board. Okay. Number nine, blighted properties, discussion, possible recommendation to the full board on the new process. Vin, are you on?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, how are you?
Good. How are you tonight?
I am well, thank you. Yes, so the mayor had asked me to look into the basically the overall enforcement policies and procedures of all departments, including Blight, to see whether or not we were operating in the most efficient way possible so that we could move these matters forward without delay. And specifically with Blight, wanted to, Carmen felt that the process was a little cumbersome and kind of was slow, because by the time he took action, 30 days passed, 60 days passed, 90 days passed, you know, this board is kind of taking action to put matters on the list or taking it off the list, which is not required by statute. And he felt that that was slowing his efforts down a little bit. So what I have done, I've started to put together a memo where I'm kind of outlining all enforcement from zoning, wetlands, blight, building, fire, and trying to coalesce the enforcement process. So it's A, streamlined, B, making sure that we are addressing all the issues that we need to be addressing in a timely manner, but C, what I have a draft that I put together is a revised blight ordinance that I would probably would refer to this subcommittee for your input on, to see whether or not you want to amend your blight ordinance. Obviously, if that was a direction you wanted to go in, it should probably come through this subcommittee as a recommendation to the full board. But I think it's something that we need to discuss. And I think we probably want to have Carmen as part of that conversation.
Yeah, I agree. I think the 90 days, by the time you send the letters out, I mean, that could be potentially the whole summer. So, I mean, if we have an issue of blighted, now we're stuck with the whole summer. And by the time the fall comes around, it just becomes a never ending process, in my opinion. So I think streamlining it would be the best. And Carmen also we were hoping to get it down to the, 2 weeks by the time we send the first letter. So we'll see where you're at on that.
Yeah. So my thought would, I'm sorry, Ron.
I was just going to say, usually when it even comes to us, people have been putting up with it for a month or two then, and then for us to drag it out another 3 months.
And part of it is, part of it is, you have a blight, and I'm going to call a blight prevention officer, and that officer is vested with certain discretion, and you should want to have trust in that person. In this instance, I believe it would be it's Carmen to do what is in the best interest of the city to move this business along, and so part of the process could be where he is coming to you monthly to give you reports, but he is operating under the discretion of his office rather than under the direction of this body. So this way, the way it would be established is the ordinance would establish his authority and when he would have to come back for additional authority, but we would, I think, have that dialogue. So at least you knew each month what was going on by way of a monthly report. So my thought would be I could have something to you for your next committee meeting, meaning a draft. I have a draft ordinance somewhere saved safely in my document management system that I can't seem to find. But Mr. Chair, I can refer that to you. And if you want to put that on next month's agenda, we can have a full discussion and you can take whatever action you would like.
Yeah, that sounds good with me. We'll get the draft over to us. We'll put it on for next month. And then we'll see if we could nail this down and send it up to the full board so we could get something in Carmen's hands for this. Get this moving.
Perfect.
So Ronnie, we'll table this over to...
I'll make a motion to table, and that's a very good suggestion, Ben, so he can be working on things and moving things along instead of waiting for meetings.
Exactly. And it's a complaint-driven process, It could be self-initiated if someone sees something, but if anyone from this body were to see something, again, that would be a complaint driven process, right? You would be like any other complainer giving him a complaint. If he was driving down the road and he saw something, it could be self-initiated. Right. But there are things that, I'm going to want to hear a little bit about what are your concepts of every community's concept of blight is a little different, and every community, their level of aggression is different. So, you know, this community has been very proactive in trying to get ahead of blight. And, we have seen some obstacles that are caused by delay, but that may be something we should discuss it, because when you're talking about blight, you're talking about something that's not always objective. It's right. Sometimes subjective, oftentimes subjective, and an infringement on property rights. So before we just jump into saying, let's get the blight done, we should at least have a full conversation about the effects of it on people's property interests.
Very good. Yeah, we don't even need the table or anything. It'll just carry on to the next meeting, continuing discussion.
Got it. Perfect.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
You're welcome. Discussion. Okay. Number 10. Side ordinance enforcement discussion and recommendation to the full board. We have Carmen DeCenzo sent up. Just wanted to inform everybody that we have a sign ordinance. Businesses are starting to put up signs again all over town, and that the Public Works Department and the Blight Department will again start picking them up. They will be stored at the Public Works Department, and if any business is have any complaints that their signs are missing, they will be at the Public Works Department so that they can pick them up. Ronnie, you have anything on this?
Oh, very good. We already have an ordinance for that, so we'll just have to enforce it and use our people to enforce it.
Yep, it's becoming that time of year again. Yep. Okay. Okay, yes, Mark.
Do you need to bring that one to the full board, like for information, to kind of get everybody aware of that?
We could bring it there. Okay. We can do that
to your pleasure, but it might like the other with the picking up the garbage, it might be good to heighten people's awareness. So they're refresh everybody's memory on it.
Yep. Sounds good. So, Ronnie, you want to make a motion, or I could make a motion, right? There's only two of us.
Yeah.
So I'll make a motion that we recommend this to the full board. Number 10, sign ordinance enforcement. I'll recommend that it's to the full board.
All right. Yeah. We'll make the board aware. I'll second that.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
You're welcome, Mark. Okay, number 11, sitting carding. Refuse and recycling contract performance review, discussion and recommendation to the full board. Do we have a representative from the city carding on the meeting?
I see Rich on the bottom there from city carding.
Okay, good. I did see him. Okay. Mr. Telesco, you're up.
I can repeat what I did at the last meeting. Is that what you'd like?
Whatever comments you have.
Okay. All right. I'll start with last year. Since it started last year, first time I noticed it in January of 21, went out to get my trash can after one truck came by and both cans were gone, emptied, I should say. Recycling and garbage. Following week, same thing happened. I looked at my video. I happen to have a security camera put in at about that time. That's why I noticed it. I looked at it, and sure enough, that's what they were doing, throwing the trash and recycling into one truck. And compacting it and hauling it away. They did this on my whole street. I live on Talmadge Street, about 20 families here. Dead end street, let me say. Block around the block. They turn the corner, it stops. They pick up the trash only, leave the recycling, somebody comes back later. I let it go the first week when I saw it. The second week, they began to do the same thing down at the end of the dead end street. When they got to my house, we approached the garbage man, the fellow actually picking up the can and doing it, and said, listen, you shouldn't be doing this. I think you know better. Don't do it again. At the same time, I paid a visit to City Hall to receive a copy of a city carding contract, three-year, $3.8 million contract. I believe it says they're supposed to separate it, have two separate trucks, but I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, well, I'll apologize. But from what I see, I believe it should be separated. We have recycling for a reason, and everybody knows what it is. We have a lot of it. It shouldn't be put in one truck and hauled away, compacted and hauled away. So the garbage man actually stopped doing it the following week. He did take it out of my trash can a little bit, rather comically. Thank you, Richard. You can tell him he did a good job after that. But threw the whole can into the back of the truck rather than dump it, slammed it to the ground, walked over in front of the camera, tipped his hat, and took a bow. Just like that. Rather funny. But it stopped after about a month until this past month. It started again. Same exact thing. My dead end street, 20 families, every can, every color, red, old recycling style, blue, the same size. Recycling bins, the small rectangular ones, and my larger cans, visual, I guess we'll do, blue cans, recycling marked on it, along with the big garbage can, dumped in one truck. So I ended up paying a visit down to City Hall this time. Went to the mayor's office, was directed to the mayor's office. I don't know if he was in, but I spoke with his secretary, Fran Pepe, and she took my name. I asked when I could get out in a meeting if you were doing them in public, because I've never done this, and she informed me it wasn't possible. I can get on a Zoom call. She took my information, phone number, personal cell phone number, address, and name, and mainly to get on this type of meeting. And that's what I waited for. I was waiting to be contacted for that. The following night, I got a call from City Carding on my personal phone, which you can only guess where it came from. Richard, I don't know if it's you or not, but he left a message. I didn't answer. I wasn't able to, but I played the recording, and it was Rich from City Carding just asking me to give him a call back. I have no reason to talk to Richard. I don't have a contract with Richard. This $3.8 million contract was signed by the city of Derby. I have no reason to talk with you. I'm happy you're here to explain it. Maybe I'm wrong, and if I'm wrong, I'll apologize. But I don't believe, I could have been misinformed and read this contract wrong, but it clearly states separate totals for recycling and separate for trash. And after last week, when I paid them a visit and I got a call, the following week, it stopped. They picked up the trash, left the recycling. Again, all kinds of different recycling cans and colors. I get it. It can be confusing, but even a monkey can be trained to look in a trash can and a recycling can to tell which one is which. A fella came by from City Carding in a pickup truck after the trash man. Did a drive-by, slowed down in front of my trash can to stop and look, drove away. An hour later, he came back again. At that time, I went outside to see if I can help him with anything, and I stopped him at the curb. Introduced himself as Joe. I don't know his last name. I'm sure Richard knows him. Had a nice conversation with him. Temporary help. His guys are out. Whatever the reason. And I explained to him, I just view it as cutting corners, getting away with something when you think you can get away with it on a dead-end street, and stopping when you round the corner onto a through road. I spoke with somebody up on a hilltop on the east side, repeated the same story to me. Didn't make a complaint, but they thought it was the same thing, and they didn't think much of it because most people look out and see their trash and recycling is gone, everything's good. Like I said, I didn't notice it until I really reviewed it on my security camera. At that point, I talked with Joe, and he seemed to think maybe I didn't have the right can. Maybe it wasn't marked properly. Maybe it's the wrong color, but I said, listen, they're doing it to the whole street and stopping around the corner. So whatever that story he was trying to explain to me was, didn't cut it. Maybe he's got a different one. I don't know. Following day, I went to City Hall, went to the mayor's office again, only because City Carding paid me a personal visit at my house to check out my can to see if it was clearly marked recycling, looking for a reason why this might have happened. And while I was there, I also asked the secretary, who I spoke with again, I don't know if Rich Seekin was there. He didn't come out. Walt Mayhew come out. He happened to overhear the conversation, come out and introduce himself. I asked for a copy of any paperwork that you may have forwarded to City Carding regarding this, because I was told this is not the first time and it probably won't be the last time it has happened. And I was informed, no, there is no paperwork. And I said, what about past complaints? No, there is no past complaints, nothing on file. Rather convenient. When it comes contract time and there is nothing in your paper file of any type of complaint. And the response I got from the secretary was she just picks up the phone and calls City Carding. That may resolve the problem temporarily, as it was in my case. But if they're doing it here, chances are they're doing it somewhere else. And that's my issue. It amounts to a whole lot of recycling going into the trash where it shouldn't be. That's the main issue. And I believe it's as simple as a contract issue, this contract right here, that will expire in June of 2023. And I'd like to know, if it's a contract issue, why wasn't there any type of letter sent to this company? And there's no letter of anything in the past. A phone call doesn't cut it. There's no paper trail. No paper trail, nothing to see here when it comes time for renewing the next contract. That's my issue. And when it comes to renewing their next contract, if they are doing this over and over again, it's a pattern. On my street anyway, I can't speak for everybody else because I didn't see it, but they're stopping around a corner on the through road. Pretty simple. You can figure it out. I'm sure Richard can figure it out. That's my complaint. I'd like it resolved. And if they're breaching their contract, do not let them a bid on the next contract. Find somebody that'll do it right. I believe it's a cost-cutting thing that they're doing here. Instead of two trips, two crews coming down, two trucks coming down, one truck, half the gas, half the time, half of everything, just cut in half, just put it all together when you can get away with it, like a thief in the night. That's the way I view it. I don't know. If I'm wrong, just tell me and I'll just throw all my recycling in. I was also told by somebody in the mayor's office, they separated at the plant. And my response was, well, then I can throw it all in one can. And, oh, no, don't do that. But I don't know how true that is. Maybe they do separate at the plant. But from what I see on this contract, it doesn't make any sense. I got it separated at the curb. You're putting in a trash truck and compacting it with trash. That's my complaint. I'm rather surprised it had to go this far, because to me, it just seems like a breach of contract issue. City of Derby, maybe Ben Marino over there can answer this. Seems like a legal issue. It's a contract issue, $3.8 million worth. Maybe it's not a lot of money to some people, but we all pay the bill. I have no need to talk to Richard. I have no need to talk to Joe. And I explained that to them when I went to City Hall and voiced this complaint. I could be wrong, and if I am, I will apologize. Just say the word. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you, Mr. Telesco. Rich, are you on there?
Muted.
You have to unmute him, Mark, because he's on the phone or no?
Rich from City Carding.
He would have to unmute himself. It's star six if he can hear us. It's star six.
Muted.
Oh, we got him.
Nope. Almost.
Just hit star six one time, Rich.
There you go, Rich. We got you.
Sorry, guys. So
Rich, I it's Gino DiGiovanni here. I'd like you to kind of explain the process and how you guys go about picking up the recycling here in town, if you will.
So what we do is we have two trucks in town now. They pick up the garbage in the morning. They empty out at the Derby transfer station. They go back and they pick up the recyclables. So they're not supposed to be throwing anything in the back of the truck.
Thank you.
And this complaint is the first that I've heard of it. But I want to be perfectly clear. A thief in the night does not make any sense to you, me, or anybody else, because Steak Carding has a $10 million single stream recycling machine that we get paid for what we pick up on the curb. So it doesn't make any sense for us to trash it. We've been up there 13 years. There's absolutely no way that just on that one street, they're going to throw the recycling in the back of the garbage truck and not
video.
Everybody else.
Okay, wait.
You got a video.
Mr. Telesco, so, hold on one sec. Rich, hold on one sec. Mr. Telesco, I'll give you a chance to speak again. Let the board and the public listen to what Rich has to say first, and then we'll go from there. Go ahead, Rich.
So when this complaint was brought to my attention, I called Mr. Telesco, like I do everybody else, to rectify the complaint, because that's not what we do. I couldn't get a hold of him. I sent Joe up there. I find out he's got a big garbage can, not a little red one like everybody else. So it is possible that a temporary guy could throw it in there once or twice. But every time from January is not possible, because we would fire them. I've been doing this contract for 13 years personally, and I have no complaints in my file, because even if there's a missed stop, we pick it up. That's why Joe's there with a pickup truck. We try to give the city the best service possible. And I understand the $3.5 million contract that I heard a couple times, but I've kept that $3.5 million price for almost 12 years. So I don't want to lose the contract. I just got an accommodation for the Derby transfer station for being operated so cleanly and efficiently by the state of Connecticut. Out of five transfer stations, Derby was one of them. I know he doesn't want to talk to me, but if I can't talk to the guy that's giving the complaint, I can't rectify the complaint. You know, I'm not sure. Blue garbage can and throw it in the back of the truck. Absolutely, they probably did it. They're temporary laborers.
Okay.
But they know that the red cans got to go in the recycle truck. There's no reason for me to send a garbage truck out in the morning to pick up the garbage trucks and send a recycle truck out in the afternoon and not separate the trash. Could it have happened? Once or twice, maybe, but not like, you know, I'm being told.
Okay. Mr. Telesco, do you have a comment?
Yes, as a matter of fact, the red cans you mentioned, half the street has the red cans, half the street has the blue cans. They're taking them all and throwing them in there. So they're not mistakenly confusing red recycling cans from the blue recycling cans. Temporary help or not, it's easy to train somebody. The raccoons in my backyard know which one's the trash and which one is the recycling. So that
doesn't
matter.
Well, then why don't you get the raccoons to do it?
Rich, hold
on.
Let him talk, please. Go ahead, Mr. Telesco. Finish your comment.
And as far as you not having a record of any complaints, that's what I asked for on my second visit down to City Hall, when I was informed that the secretary of the mayor is the one that gave you my personal information, which I gave her so I can get on this meeting, period. Then she forwarded it to you. And I explained to her, I already went through talking with the trash man last year about the same issue. So the paper records don't exist, because she picks up the phone and she told me this in front of Walt Mayhew and calls you. And then you call the person and squash it, try and take care of it in your own way. Sorry, it won't happen again. Temporary help, they're colorblind, whatever it may be. All I asked for was a paper that they may have sent to you and it doesn't exist. And there's no other ones that exist either. So I agree with you. You probably don't have anything, any complaint at all in your file because it's solved with a phone call. And that's not the way to do business when you're breaching a contract.
Well, what I'm gonna do, Mr. Telesco, is at the City of Derby Public Works, we have the red recycling bins. We're gonna get somebody to drop off a red recycling.
Mine is clearly marked recycling.
Okay, all right. So then what we're gonna do is we're gonna send this.
It's not a red blue issue.
We're gonna send your complaint to the full board and make the full board aware of your situation again. And we'll put you have a written complaint in the city hall. Did you file that?
That will be next.
Okay.
Probably what I should have done last year, now that I see the way things are done. And that's why I'm here now, because I had to get on a Zoom meeting to explain this last week. And I know you got more important things to talk about than trash in this town. We're sinking in quicksand. I get it. But this, I thought, was an easy fix. And here I am.
Well, Mr. Chairman, yes, sir.
Could I speak?
Who is that?
Tom Linetti.
Yes, Tom.
Yes. I would just like to say one thing. I mean, they've been picking up garbage here. And Mr. Antonucci is doing a great job. I mean, I don't know where all this is coming from. We're spending an awful lot of time on this. And I think we have bigger fish to fry. I think City Garden's doing a tremendous job. And, you know, I mean, why keep going on with it?
Well, I want Mr. Telesco to voice his complaint. He's went through the proper channels. He's here at the subcommittee. I wanted him to discuss it. I agree.
He presented it twice.
Correct.
Okay. You said you're going to fix it. That's it. Now let's just move on. Move on to another
thing. Excuse me. If I may,
this is
Mr.
Telesco.
Yes.
You had your chance to speak on the issue. You did. I appreciate you coming to this subcommittee. What I want to take this complaint, move it to the full board. We'll rectify the situation and we'll vote on it there. And I hope you're happy with that, because I respect you and I'm glad that you came to the subcommittee and you're going through the proper channels to do it. So for that, I thank you. And I'm glad that you were here tonight. Rich, it's Gino yep. DiGiovanni. We will be giving you a call. You'll get a call from the mayor's office probably in the next day or so. And this is going to go to the full board. And then we'll be in touch with you with the recommendations.
I appreciate it.
Thank you for the time.
Ronnie, do you have anything else on this?
Nope. Let the full board be aware and address it. Take care of the citizens' problem. That's the main thing.
Yep, I agree. Thank you. Okay.
So Mr. Chair. What's going to the full board?
The full board, Mr. Telesco's complaint go to the full board. And then the full board could recommend, the proper action to take with City Carding, make sure that there's a complaint from Mr. Telesco if he files a paper complaint at the mayor's office at town hall. And then we could move forward from there.
So not a specific action item, just kind of an update.
Correct. Correct.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Number 12. Can I have a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn at 6:48. There a second?
I second that.
Oh, thanks, Bri. Bri's here now.
Okay, thank you. Appreciate it.
See you later.
Thank you.